order. What are the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
In absence, Councilmember Block.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or correction to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, your own ayes, motion carried.
Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to the Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of the open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Yes, sir.
Brian Sigmar on 33 West Sycamore. I think we need to look at e-bikes and an ordinance on and start enforcing motorized vehicles on the public safety trail. Otherwise, I will start doing things my way. I had three kids go screaming by me, almost hit my dog, who was on a leash within 5 foot of me. And there's no reason for that. So we need to get more ordinance because there's nothing about e-bikes in our ordinance.
And even the scooters too.
The scooters, anything that's electric. I mean, they got electric motors on them. It goes faster than my golf cart. I have to have a permit for my golf cart, but they can scream up and down the trail and down the roads and sidewalks and everything else. It's not right.
Well, that's a hot topic on ClerkNet. I'm on a ClerkNet with all the clerks in the state of Iowa, and this is very hot topic right now. So a lot of cities have already got ordinances adopted that I'm downloading to look at so we can get something drafted.
Someone's yeah. Gonna get hurt.
Yep, that's what they said.
I had a young lady tonight, right before I came, comes up and up to Genesee.
Yeah, I had one go right across Mississippi without not slowing down.
Yeah, they're not slowing down.
No, they're zigzagging the lines going north on Mississippi Street.
I literally had three of them buzz by me and my dog.
They go like 30 miles an hour too.
They're bad.
They go
faster
than a golf cart does, that's for sure.
Yeah. They scoot.
That's scary.
I'll get one drafted by the next meeting.
And I had conversation with Mike about it today already. Yes, ma'am.
Joella Morrisberger, 609 Danielle. I'll second his concern too. But also, I know I had questioned about noise violation times, and I think there was nothing in regards to specific times
yes.
that were listed.
Yes.
And thought I would bring that up if there was anything that can be done about saying it is 10 p.m. on, you know, weekdays or 11 p.m. on weekends, but there was
isn't there
listed.
Mike and I thought it was 2, and she had called, and we looked and did not.
I thought it was Monday through Thursday, 10 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday, or yes, Friday and Saturday was 11.
We could not find it, so you're right. We need to get something written on that, too. Yeah.
I mean,
we did, too. Noise ordinance.
Yeah, there's a bunch of fireworks going on. Friday, Saturday night, town. No time to call anybody to get over there if they're done with it.
I know. I want looking for them.
You went looking for them?
Yeah, I went looking for who I was, and by the time I got up, it was in the north end of town, in the north west side of town,
to
but I don't know who it was.
I'll tell you, you talk to me afterwards, and I'll tell you. idea who it was.
Anyone else? Okay, next item is consent agenda. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Is there any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Not, is there a motion to approve?
Can I make that motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Herman?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, next item is engineer's report. Item number three, engineer's report. You have that in front of you. Mike did send me a email this afternoon stating that Team Services got the rest of the information and they should be putting it together to let us know their findings on Telegraph Road. They got all of it. And going on it. If you haven't been up there, the construction site on West Loretta Street, the shack construction site, that's been started and moving along on that. And same way with Genesee Storage, I think they got everything going. I just don't think they've had any plans put out there yet, correct? Yeah, I haven't done anything up there. Any questions about any of those? Number four is obviously East Telegraph Street improvements. We're working on that. We're waiting for that Team Service to get back to us. Number five is status of Orford Street improvements. They made one pour last
Friday.
Last Friday, which turned out nice, and then they made it the second pour today. So
that's the one over here on the corner.
Yep, on the corner. So please take a look at that when you leave tonight if it's still light. But I think it's going to work.
Supposedly they're backfilling the dirt tomorrow too.
The fall on it over there is phenomenal. I mean, it's got a little bit of a swale on it, but the fall is phenomenal. I think it's going to be great. And status of Lamphere Drive, there's nothing to report on that. I don't think there's anything.
You put that still on the agenda?
Yeah, leave it on there, okay. Because I know there's right. I know there's one spot out there that the contractor is going to do some repair work on. Any questions about the engineer? Next item is building commissioner. Item number seven, building commissioner report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the building commissioner report? I'm going to touch base on this item number seven and item number eight, which is status of hazardous building. Myself and Mr. Meyer were notified that property is in the talks of being sold. And the individual that is in the process of buying that property asked if we would wait for them, because once he gets the deal made, he's going to tear it all down. So he is supposed to be getting back with Jim or I, and I haven't heard nothing from him yet on what's the time frame on it. He said fast is what he told me.
Can they provide some sort of just a letter of purchase intent or something?
Right. If we would need some.
A couple of weeks
we
go
would.
By.
Yep,
yeah, would. And I mean, I can get that. I just. Yeah. So.
Because she had been kind of wavering.
Because the other letter that went out said it should be demolished by this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. I'll make that call tonight. I'll take care of that. Any questions about the end of the building?
Was that the house on Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thought so.
Any other questions about the building commissioner's report? Next item is financial assistance grant, item number nine. LMI bids reference Deborah Peterson.
Deborah brought in all of these. Did except for the one from Sam.
some of them used the form and others didn't. Obviously, the Samson came in. The doors, I've talked to Samson about it, the doors were basically the same as the other, and they're using composite decking, and pretty much everything the other ones were, and aluminum railing. And the others were cheap.
No, this one's been on the agenda for a little while, for a few meetings. All the other stuff's been done, right? The approval, she qualifies.
Yes, well, the council just said to go out for bids. She did qualify, yep. And you prioritized what you wanted done first. You remember, Tim?
I do.
It's the handrail deck.
And the
door.
And then the deck was definitely mandatory to be done for. The doors will be probably the next cheapest thing, and I doubt she's going to have enough money to do the siding. With the grant.
The deck will have railings on both sides of the steps.
I mean, you could use the difference if she paid the difference. I
right.
mean, you know, but that's going to be a lot.
I don't know.
Right.
And she's good with that. She's good with
the deck. She did that with her, so I'm assuming she is, yeah. She did that with her. And I can touch base with her tomorrow, tell her she's okay with Samson.
I'm just going to throw this out, because as I'm reading this and I'm seeing the prices. What's wrong with the treated deck?
What's wrong with
it? What's wrong with the treated deck? That's a third this price.
There's nothing wrong with the treated deck, other than treated wood nowadays is not like it used to be. They take all the good harmful stuff out of the wood.
All the good harmful stuff. Samson's bid for two doors is $2,300. Mm-hmm. And yeah, one of those guys was $2,800 for one door. I was in the wrong business. Those prices. I'm thinking I need you just tell me the summary of what. It's hard to see all these on this page going back and
right.
forth. I'm going back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
I can study them. What are you seeing? What do you recommend?
Well, obviously Samson is the best dollar for the buck. He somehow got with a company, and they put the same decking on another house here, Bluegrass, that I inspected. It's very nice. He's getting a good pricing on it, so I think that's how he's able to come in a lot better than the other contractor. Or maybe he's just not as greedy, I don't know. But.
So his numbers are like $9,400 for everything.
Right.
And everybody else is a lot more. Yeah.
What's their dimensions? 11 by 16? The deck?
The dimensions of the deck.
Yeah.
It's about 8 by 10, something like that. I mean, it's not very big at all.
11 by 6, is that it?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing on this thing.
So we still have 85.94 left.
And it's got about 6, maybe 6, 7 stairs.
6 treads on it. According to the same. Five stringers. ABC decking. And all black rails.
Did she get the bid from this same guy? I can't remember his name that did my deck.
No.
She's got contact with him. It might be cheaper yet.
Well, Samson's bid is low. Samson's bid is
like.
Yeah, in the tune of about $11,000
yeah,
low.
Yeah. Well, has she seen Samson's decking that he offers and she's okay with that?
Yeah, they. My understanding was they met with her. Actually, I drove by and Samson's truck was over there.
Okay.
One time I drove by. So they did meet with her. And I did actually see the truck, but I didn't see who it was. But it wasn't that, but it was one of the guys.
So the stuff that same that everybody's bidding here, the decking and the doors. She get those done for whatever, 10, just 9,000,